As the season of Lent begins to draw to a close, the Church turns again and again to the Gospel of John, where we can sense that those who are opposed to Jesus and to his teaching are closing in on him. Jesus claimed to be the Messiah of God, the one sent by the Father to redeem the world, is, to say the least, controversial. To be sure, some come to believe in Jesus, but others cast doubt on his teaching and on his character. Still others plot to kill him. In meditating on these gospel accounts leading up to Jesus' passion and death, I sometimes think that the Church has been reliving these scenes for over 2,000 years. When the Church proclaims Jesus as God's incarnate Son who died and rose to save us, when the Church lays out the Lord's teaching in its fullness and the way of life that flows from his teaching, the Church always encounters opposition and controversy. And why? Because many find her teachings difficult to live by, and those who proclaim these teachings are sometimes themselves flawed. Nonetheless, some believe. Others remain skeptical. Still others seek to undermine, even end, the Church's mission. When people accuse Jesus of blasphemy because he claimed to be God's Son, he responded this way. He said, "Even if you do not believe in me, at least believe in the works that I do, so that you may come to realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Some years ago, St. John Paul II coined a phrase, a charity that evangelizes. In other words, the Church's works of charity often open up the hearts of those who otherwise would be closed to the Lord, and closed to what the Church believes and teaches. Many have come to believe in the Lord and in his Church because of the Church's love for the poor. During these days, when need is growing all around us, may you and I practice a charity that evangelizes. And may God bless you and yours and keep you in his love.